This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh my goodness. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Q on a chilly, chilly Thursday here in December. It's cold.
It is a little chilly.
I walked outside and I'm like, okay, maybe flip-flops are a bad idea. But I don't want to admit that. It's 3 days till Christmas, Alan.
I was wondering if you're going to intro me.
Oh! Alan.
Yes.
My partner in crime is here again today.
I'm here.
Alan Painter.
Badder than ever.
Yeah. You're like celebrity status.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. We just had one of the photographers here from the News Review at the office because you're famous. So
yeah, I don't know about that.
We'll have to watch the newspaper and see what you're going to educate us about.
Yep. Sorry, honey, for everything I may say out there that embarrass you, but can't fix stupid, what somebody once said.
A blanket apology.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's got you covered for the rest of the year.
Well,
which isn't long.
You know, you are 100% right about the weather. You know, we can't complain too much. So, you know, up north, they're getting smoked. I think Portland's supposed to be like 10 degrees tonight. So I know a lot of people are going to be, you know, loading up the station wagon, if those actually still exist anymore. You know, but, you know, heading north or heading out to see family. And please, please, please check the weather, because it is really deceiving. Because I saw Christmas Day, we're supposed to be 62. So goodbye, white Christmas. But the rest of the state is supposed to be cold. I guess it was snowing in Seattle today.
Wow.
My daughter, Kara. Hi, Kara. Just came back down from Portland, and she said that it was a bit chilly and the roads were slick, and that was during the day, and it was supposed to really get colder tonight. So please, please prepare. Please take extra blankets, a little food, a little water, you know, in case something does happen, especially if you're heading over the passes. But, you know, just be prepared.
I'm glad I'm not traveling now.
Oh, it is so scary. I mean, because, you know, these are the kind of weather events that kind of make the insurance guy kind of stay up at night, because, you know, we get down here, we're ripping along at 90 miles an hour, which you shouldn't do. But
never.
And then they keep driving that way up north, and then boom, the ice just pops up, and, you know, tragedy.
Absolutely.
You know, so please be safe. Let's have a joyous Christmas.
Allow yourself enough time to get to where you're going safely.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not like you're getting anywhere any sooner. Uh-oh. Did I say something bad already? I'm getting texts. Oh. Hi, Kara. I love you, babe. Thank you for coming down early.
Hi, Kara Barrett. Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, I mean, when I came in this morning, you were telling me about the bad weather, and I'm like, I hadn't heard yet. But that's scary, and we know there's going to be a lot of people on the road. So,
and especially, you know, if you're flying, it's just horrible out there. So, and you know why this is all happening? Because yesterday we lost a legend.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Franco Harris, running back, four-time Super Bowl winner, passed away yesterday and went to be with the Lord. So what we're all having now is just some tears from heaven.
The Immaculate Reception.
Yeah, it was kind of sad because they're actually celebrating that Christmas Eve, because it's the 50th anniversary, and they had all these events planned and everything, and it's like, and then he passes away just days short, you know, and it's really sad. But, you know, he's a good man. He left a very large footsteps to follow, but, you know, it is kind of bad as we get to that age and we start to see our heroes pass away, and it's kind of, It's kind of sad, but you know, well, now we're getting the Steelers to heaven. We're going to have another Super Bowl in heaven. So anyway,
it's one way to look at it.
Yeah, I got to look at it some way.
Yeah, I agree.
Winner, winner. You know, so yeah, so it's sad, but you know, it's think about the good times.
Yeah,
you know,
heaven so, gained a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tomorrow is Friday at our. Everywhere. I was going to say at our office, but everywhere. And it's our annual Christmas party. Yeah.
It's Friday. It's like, I think our staff thinks it's Friday every day.
No, not on Mondays.
Well, that's true. But Tuesday hits, I go to Friday mode because that's why it's such a fun place to work.
Right.
You know, so yeah. So if you ever want to have some fun and just need to burn some time, just swing by the office on any time but Monday. So, but yeah, so tomorrow we are going to close up a little early. I know a lot of businesses in town are closing Friday and Monday. We will close up about noon so we can, you know, it's a get together and it's our chance as a premier family to come together and be thankful for all we're blessed with and take some time to thank the Lord for all he's given us. And, you know, it's really kind of neat that... you try to set a tone in office, and you don't, you know, you got to be careful, and to see the Lord's bless me with the people around me that all love the Lord and want to just celebrate Christmas, because it's Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. So.
Right, it is Merry Christmas. And last week I said I was on a mission to Merry Christmas anybody and everybody. I have Merry Christmased a lot.
You know, and that's really neat because, you know, last week I gave a little story if people were tuning in and about how an ex-Roseburg High wrestler had give me a challenge coin and he just, because we supported him and he just wanted to thank us and just let us know the little things that make a difference. And so this week, you know, last show I challenged everybody to go out and do the little things.
Right.
And I tell you, you know, I tried to do that, but I really made it a point this week. And I tell you what, I get more out of it than they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today I ran into Bobby Geyer. Bobby, you know, has a construction business.
Yeah.
And he does so much for this community.
Absolutely.
You know, Wish Upon the Star, you know, we hear him, you know, so.
Oh, tons of stuff all year long.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just took 10 seconds out and just wanted to thank him for all he did for our community. And, you know, it's just those few seconds we spend that really, you know, show that appreciation. Yeah, it's great if we do business with Bobby and all these other people that, you know, help our community. But that word of thanks costs us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shows our appreciation. And I got to say, I got more out of it than he did probably. You know, just, you know, it's one of those things. Joy is like a candle. You know, you can share that light with other people and yours doesn't diminish one bit. So it's been fun.
Yeah, I had some clients in yesterday. It was super fun. They needed some customer service, so they came in so I could help them. And I called a local carrier, and before I could say it, this was Mike's most exciting thing, before I could say Merry Christmas, she said Merry Christmas first.
That almost knocked you out of the chair.
I squealed in front of my clients.
Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad that that's an anomaly?
Well, I just rejoiced my little tushy off with my clients in there, and I was like, this is amazing. She said it first.
Yep.
So I was really excited.
But, you know, and I was thinking about that after you mentioned it last week. You know, most people say happy holidays, not, you know, because they don't want to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten in this mindset that we really don't want to offend anybody, so we're all kind of gun shy. And I'm not saying we should offend people on purpose.
No, not at all.
But 99% of the people want to say Merry Christmas. We just got to get them permission to. And how do we do that? By doing exactly what you're doing. Say Merry Christmas first.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to the way things were when we used to say Merry Christmas to everybody all the time.
Well, I if people didn't say it back to me, they still said thank you or something else, or happy holidays or whatever it was, and that was all awesome. So but when somebody else said it first before me, I was just so excited, and I had clients in front of me, and I squealed, and I said, they said Merry Christmas first. I know I probably seemed like I was out of my mind, which
normally are.
Far off, right? Whatever.
But you know, I read an article this week that an atheist made some comments. He says, Merry Christmas doesn't offend me, you know, any more than Happy Hanukkah or anything else. He says, because it's a great season. He says, even as an atheist, I may not believe the premise behind it, but how can we not all believe in the joy?
Or the spirit love? Of it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, if you're worried about people getting offended, I think it's probably less than 1%. And those people are going to look for something to be offended for anyway. You know, those are the people who are trying to change the name of manhole covers to maintenance covers, you know. So we can't make it. Some folks you just can't make happy.
I just can't with the maintenance covers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my mind is blown. I need to recuperate right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We live in a changing world. We just, you know, we don't have to change with it, folks.
Oh, gravy. it is what it is. Goodness.
So, Christmas is coming. Are you ready?
I'm going to say no, because a couple of my presents have been either canceled or my shipping has been redirected. I'm not sure what is up with that. I dislike it immensely
because
I plan ahead. I order things way in advance. And then I had one canceled last night, like just boom, you're not getting it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you could have told me sooner.
Right.
And then just some of them that are, I mean, not on a slow boat, but like the slowest boat from China. And I always try to make sure I'm buying U.S. products.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're getting pretty good at their games online, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why we should all buy local. But some of these things I couldn't get local. So I tried to order offline. But again, lesson learned.
Yep. Well, a word of advice right there in that. I was speaking to our mail person today. By the way, mail person. They are absolutely buried right now.
Yeah, they're abused.
So much you can't even see it. I get to the office early, normally 6:30. And again, I had a knock on my window at just past 7. And it's our mail carrier delivering packages. And you know, so they're all going to work like 5:30 in the morning. Well, I can't say all. Some of them are calling in sick. So, but
they need a mental holiday.
Yeah, give some love to your mail carrier. And she was saying, keep an eye for your packages. Be diligent about seeing when they're supposed to be arrived, because they've been instructed to leave them by the porch. Mm-hmm. If you're a business, they've been instructed to leave your parcels on the front door, even if you're closed. So keep an eye on that. Be diligent about that. I hate to see somebody's, you know, presents disappear the day before Christmas.
So, grow legs.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like that either. But I'm excited for our party tomorrow. And one of the reasons why is because you just scored the most epic piece of equipment that our office will ever have.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cliffhang that as we go to commercial. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. So we'll be back with more of your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. Back to your cue here. 422 on a chilly Thursday, December 22nd. having a good time. Alan Painter in here kicking it with me.
In the house.
Is it a house?
I don't know what that means. But whoop, whoop.
I'm dying. I'm dying. We lost our mind.
Sorry. We're in 4-day weekend mode already.
Oh, it's kind of fun. Holiday mode already. Oh, good times, good times. Okay. So before the break, I prefaced, because you should share this. Maybe there's still some left. Your awesome new purchase for our office, which I'm pretty excited about. And I feel like I got an easy bake oven as a kid.
Yeah. Well, the sad part is you've built this up to such extremes.
Well, I'm excited about it.
I mean, they're thinking Ferrari, something really cool. It's like, no, it is kind of like an easy bake oven, but
right?
Yeah, so I bought the office a present. They had the coolest. Ninja air oven. Was that what
cook fryer, air fryer.
Air fryer over at Fred Meyer.
You know, if it's a Ninja, it's got to be good.
Oh, $99, folks.
Okay, that was your super sale price.
$99. I'll tell you what.
That's not what it was.
No,
normally.
It was like $200-some and... Yeah. With $99.
Go to Fred Meyer's and score one of these, y'all. I played with it already.
Oh, it's awesome.
And it flips up to give you extra counter space. And we can cook fries and little pizzas. I've already got like a
bean
month's
burritos.
Worth of lunch.
She lives on bean burritos.
Oh, I love bean and cheese burritos. Yeah. And corn dogs. I like
waffle
corn dogs
fries.
Too. Yeah. We're just going to be.
I love me the waffle fries at Carl's Jr., but I hate paying for them.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be exciting. I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, it's like anything for you guys.
I'm easily entertained.
My two most important jobs at the office.
Yeah, food.
Food. Making sure they're fed at lunch and making sure they're paid at payday.
Yeah.
Payday is a special day for me.
I didn't even think of the payday, but the food I definitely thought of.
Well, yeah, because you guys don't even think about it. It's like payday. Is the one day a month that I get to be boss.
Oh.
And it's not even a full day.
Is that what you tell yourself?
Yeah, it's until I turn over the check.
Okay. Well, I was thinking food for us.
What is food?
And food for the fish and Jack's.
Yeah.
So it's all food related for me. So it's really good.
Yeah. See what I've been relegated to? You know, business owner? No, I'm low man on the total.
Oh, and inflatables on the roof.
Yeah.
Christmas decorations.
Yeah, we gotta keep the girls happy.
Yeah.
You do
a great job.
Here is business 101. The secret to success is surrounding yourself with women and learning to say yes, ma'am.
I like it.
Well, I tell you what.
It's a good motto.
It's worked great for me because I've been blessed with some amazing ladies in my office. If anybody that's ever been in there understands how really good they make me look. So thank you. Thank you to all the ladies
of Brett
my office.
And Cheryl.
Yeah. I don't even have to make.
And Logan. I don't even know
don't
what
even
we're going
to
classify him.
Yeah, Logan doesn't make me look good yet. You know, he's a good kid. He works hard and he's doing
dude.
A good job. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not one of the. He's not somebody you say yes to, let's put it that way.
No, it's good having Logan because he's my whipping boy.
He's balance. He's got some balance.
25 years of getting beat up by women, I can now take it out on Logan.
Oh, poor kid. Oh, goodness, and he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
So...
But he's still, folks, anybody out there that has some spare time and want to save a lot of money, Logan is sitting at his desk waiting for you. So pick up the phone. Stop by the office, get a quote from Logan.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a cute little devil, too. So.
He is handsome. He's a handsome fella.
He is
but we did have somebody call in. I heard, not that I'm listening to the phones all the time, but sometimes I'm working. But I did hear somebody call in off of our talking about it last week. So that was exciting. Thank you. Gives
yes,
us all
thank
a
you.
Little.
Because it is kind of funny because, I mean, we've been sponsoring the show, year?
Year and a half.
You know, it's like all the years are just flying by. You know, even though it's sponsored by Premier Insurance, it's one of those things we don't toot our own horn. So every 6 months I remember, oh, by the way, maybe we should mention what we do on there because, you know, we're truly blessed to be able to do that in our community to serve people in their insurance needs. And And so thank you for those who have reached out and called the office.
Well, we kind of really actually did convince ourselves that about only 6 to 12 people listen. But yeah. We're kind of getting put to shame on that because, A, people have called and people think us. And Carlos has good reviews out at Umpqua Survival. People say nice things about the show. And I just talked to the ladies today from the Fluid Lane House, and they had a smashing success that weekend. Like over 300 people or about 300 people or something like that, I think she said. It's crazy.
Thank you to our listeners because it was a valuable event. And, you know, it is kind of bad when you put all that effort and work into something and it just, you know, you don't get the participation level you expect.
Yeah.
So thank you from the bottom of my heart for everybody that went there and made their event. And I'm sure each one of you got something valuable out of it as well. So it was fantastic.
She shared pictures with me. It's stunning.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I just felt really included and cared for. But my grandson was not having it. We had done way too much the day before, and so he wasn't going to let me even have him get dressed to go.
Especially something that sounds like school. History? Nah, I don't think so. But I know he'd have loved it, but I can understand it. Now, the other thing is I wanted to throw out a reminder, folks, is don't forget about the lights out at River Forks.
Oh, I went.
And?
It was a very clear night. No fog. Usually I get fog.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Good.
Yes.
You know, and even if you've seen it in the past, they're always changing things up. So get out there. It's like, what a great tradition. You know, I remember one year I hooked a trailer up to the pickup and we filled it with hay and my truck with hay and all the family, you know, all our family. I think I had 25 people in that trailer. And cruise around there with the music going. It's like, what a great experience. It made some great photos that we look back on. So I encourage everybody to get out there and see it because, they work hard.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work.
And every one of those folks out there, from the people who do setup to the people at the gate, they're 100% volunteers.
Yeah, it was really, really good. We went because Oregon Community Credit Union sponsored it that night. And my daughter-in-law, Becca, was down, and so she was there doing it. We said, okay, well, we'll go out there. But I'll have to tell you, the person that probably enjoyed it the most was actually Lucy, our Maltese. She was so into everything. Anytime any of them would move or change colors, she was just blown away. So,
now, for those of our listeners who don't know what a Maltese is,
it's tiny.
I wouldn't have known before I saw this. It's about the size of a giant rat.
Kind of.
And white and fluffy. And the one thing that really sets them apart is they think they're the boss. And this little thing is in there telling Jax, our German Shepherd, basically the what for.
Yeah, and don't bother me.
Oh, yeah. So, so Lucy pretty much rules the house.
She's sassy.
Yeah.
And that night was about her, I'm pretty sure. At least she thought it was. Like, everybody put the spectacular on for her. That's how she acted, and that was pretty hysterical.
Yeah, so load up your pup and go out and see the lights out there because it's amazing. And Lena, our bonus daughter, she went on a look at lights last night, and her and a friend drove around, and she said it was awesome.
Yeah, it was just worth it.
Yeah, she said there was one house out there that actually you sync their lights with your radio.
Oh, yes.
She didn't remember where it was. So, folks, if you could put that on Facebook, because I really want to see that. I'm going to drag her out there and hopefully, get her mind going to remember what that is. But, there's still about a lot of joy and love for Christmas out there, and a lot of people celebrate it and put their lights on. So, before you hit the forks, cruise around town or after, get yourself some hot chocolate and see what the local folks, all the effort, and swing by the office because like my wife says, I always overdo everything. So our neighbor across the street, Barney's Trophy, she's She's decorated her building up really well and looks fantastic. So get out there. It's a great fun, you know, I would say cheap evening. I mean, but price of gas is coming down.
It is.
No thanks to our president.
Oh,
but,
there you go.
You know, Shannon said I couldn't go political because it's Christmas.
It's the holidays. Yeah.
It's still, I don't know, it's still festering. I'm sorry. So go out and see what our local folks are doing and then head out to the River Fork. It's a great evening.
So like we said at the beginning, it's only 3 days and it's here. So that really means Friday and Saturday is your last chance to get your stuff done.
What are you talking about, last chance? This is like, for me, this is like a dream Christmas week.
Because yeah, I mean, if you're not done and you're not set and ready to go and stuff's ready for your kids or for whatever, it starts to get to be the stressful time.
Oh, pshaw.
It is.
Oh, you know what I do?
People freak out.
I always start Christmas shopping a day or two before Christmas. No, there's a reason.
It's the worst, and it's
genius. What's the hardest thing in the world is going to the store and finding something for your wife.
I don't have one, so I don't know.
Or your husband. All right, the beauty of my plan. By the time you get to the store, everything's gone. So it's easy to pick something. You just grab something that's left.
Or it's highly discounted, so there is some genius to your craziness. But no.
May not be exactly what she wanted, but
yeah,
I'm in and out of a store in no time flat. And thank the good Lord for gift cards.
Well, that's not really something fun to open. I like gift cards, but...
Well, you better. I spent $1,000 on gift cards today between all my family and all this. It's like, but...
You're not supposed to say that.
Oh.
You can't tell the secrets.
They know I do the same thing every year. I'm not very original. I was just like, but they seem to be happy about it.
But you're generous and kind. Yeah. But for those people who have waited to the last moment and who don't have lovely office staff such as yourself that will help wrap for your goodness.
They're all wrapping right now.
Except for me, because we're on here.
I made poor Brett actually wrap her own. She says, who's this for? I said, you.
But it didn't. You can't see what it was in the box.
No.
So she'll still be surprised.
Yeah.
Maybe. I already think I know. But anyway. So after the break, we have my beautiful daughter-in-law, Kimberly Weaver, who works at Oregon Life Homes, who's here to tell us how they're going to help you take a little stress out of this time of the year. So we'll be back with that on the Local Business Buzz brought to you by Umpqua Survival after this quick break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Local Business Buzz brought to you by Umpqua Survival. Everybody go out there and grab some last-minute Christmas stocking stuffers. They have cute little elves all over the shelves, and you can
I was out there yesterday. For my weekly visit.
Oh, good gravy.
And they have a lot of cool stuff, a lot of stocking stuffers. Well, I have a firearm I've been waiting on.
And 40 other thousand people.
Third week I've been waiting to get off the background checklist. But
patience is a virtue.
They're saying I might be by tomorrow, which makes me think, well, maybe 2 weeks from now.
Right.
I was number 1,200 last week, and this week I was number 600. So it's like,
you're like the Jeffersons. You're moving on up.
Yeah. Measure 114. What a great idea, but we're not even going to start. Put the lid back on that right there. I told you it's festering.
Well, Kim is a wonderful real estate agent. She's super... comes up with these great ideas to do wonderful things. But most importantly to me, she's my daughter-in-law, and I love her to pieces. And so thanks for coming and hanging out here with us today.
And where is she from again?
Oregon Life Homes.
Oregon Life Homes.
Yes, Kimberly Weaver. You can find her. You can look on their website. And she's going to give you all the information how you can call her and reach out. But Kim, tell us what you're doing at Oregon Life Homes tomorrow.
Yeah, so we are offering gift wrapping. That's complimentary. We have the wrapping paper, the tape, and bags if it's something we can't wrap. And we're just offering it to the community as a free service just because we like to be involved.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Husbands,
did I say
fathers.
She might be off a rocker or something? That's craziness.
Well, next year we're going to try to do it inside of a store and maybe partner up with a nonprofit to do it. So I'll work on that.
How fantastic is that? That's, again, another great illustration of what makes our community so great.
Well, I saw her post. She posted on Facebook they were doing this. I immediately called. I'm like, okay, well, give me all the info. And then I'm like, you just got to come on the show and tell people because, like, for the stressed out people that we talked about before break, this is a life preserver.
Yeah, Angie, you might want to get all that stuff out of our bedroom and head to Oregon Life Homes tomorrow.
Pack it up.
Yep. We can't extend the hours if needed.
Yeah, poor Angie, normally up to like 3 in the morning, and then when the kids were little, you know, she's wrapping at 3 and up at 5, you know. So
yeah, it hurts my back.
You know, what a blessing for parents. Holy smokes, somebody calling me. So where is Oregon Life Homes?
So we are located at 603 Southeast Jackson Street in Roseburg. We are right by U.S. Bank.
And this is new. They moved recently.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, so this is our new home. Go check out the digs.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We're really liking downtown, so it's awesome.
And here's, if you can't find it, here's how you can spot it every time. Yeah, so every day, me and Jax, or Jax and I, do a bank walk, so we're familiar with downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's the building on a corner with the lamp, the leg lamp from the Christmas Story. So look for the leg lamp in the front window, and that's the place.
And we also have a 13-foot tree in front of our big window, so that's hard to miss.
Yep.
So what are the hours, Kim?
So it's going to be tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m.
4 to 8 p.m.
So you can spend your day shopping and then drop them off there and get wrapped.
And go have dinner and come back and pick them up. It could be a win-win.
So
you've got Bricks, you've got True, you've got Mariachi Locals. You got a lot of restaurants downtown.
Absolutely.
You could eat, drink, and be merry while somebody else is wrapping your presents.
And after a day shopping, you might need a margarita.
Yeah, I'm all about the lemon drops right now. I'm just putting that out there in the universe. It's pretty awesome.
So you mentioned the nonprofit. Explain a little bit how we're going to, can we donate it? Can we, is there somewhere we can help?
Yeah, we got it. I'm donating.
So
something.
This year we're not partnered with any nonprofit. I thought of it a little too last minute to build any relationships. But that's a goal for next year so that we can go inside of like a store in town and offer it in a more central location.
Well, how about everybody goes down, give them $5 for doing all your wrapping, and then we'll make sure that you can and gets it.
Yep.
Me and Jax will walk by, we'll pick it up, and we'll take it to you can.
Yeah, well, they can do more than that.
I'm just saying.
Dude, I mean, you're not buying the wrapping paper, you're not doing it, you're not any of that. That has extreme value. I'm all in a bag of chips. I'm coming down with a truckload and being like, careful what you wish for.
Yeah. I hope you brought lots of crew.
Because I'm taking them up on it this year.
We have a runner if we run out of supplies, so we're pretty set, hopefully.
Well, that's pretty neat. Again, what was the address?
603 Southeast Jackson Street in downtown Roseburg from 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, the 23rd.
Too
Oregon
cool.
Life Homes actually does a lot throughout the year, though. They donate to a lot. They support a lot. They do fun events. They were handing out, well, I don't know if that was to everybody, but I know some people got some cocoa from them on the side of the road during parade. And so, I mean, just a lot of cool things.
Yeah, we did for Veterans Day, hot chocolate and coffee for free for anyone.
Well, you know, they are another one of our amazing community supporters.
Absolutely.
And they fly under the radar. They don't toot their own horn. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it for publicity. They're doing it because they love our community. So, again, when you see anybody with Oregon Life Homes, just give them a thank you. Make their day.
It's a big group.
It is a big group.
And there's a lot of realtors in that.
And getting bigger all the time.
It's amazing.
I think right now we have over 60 agents.
Wow, 60? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I think it just started, if I remember correctly, 2 years ago. So I believe we're the largest brokerage in Douglas County, I think.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shane and Stephanie had a good vision for the business, and they're the most honest, caring people I've known. So I'm, well, second to Shannon.
Well, oh, you're sweet. And Alan, you know, he drives the truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you better buy the business next year, because you guys are going to have outgrow that building real quick. Mm-hmm. It's been really neat watching them grow.
Yeah, they're going to need multiple locations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, honestly, if there's some charitable organizations that maybe you're interested in partnering with you next year, you know, maybe have them reach out or something.
Yeah, if you want to call me, my direct number is 541-580-8264. Or you can even call the office if you have any questions. Their number is 541-391-4945.
Oh, she does good.
Well,
she knows her own numbers.
I can't believe she gave her cell phone out.
That's what realtors do.
Oh,
it's like gift. Being a doctor on call.
Oh, I'll tell you, I give my cell phone out, but I reiterate, this is for emergencies, because I've gotten billing questions 11:30 at night.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah, Angie trashes me.
I have mine on my card, too, but I don't have people that abuse it. They're very respectful. So, Kim, what all? What's your main focus with what kind of real estate you sell or and list?
Residential, currently I'd like to get into commercial, but I'd like to master residential first as much as I can.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to know. I was impressed. And she just passed that test the first time, smart as a whip. Got out there, got started, and she's doing it.
Mm-hmm. I was
last
really
week
happy.
You had something pending, something sold, something listed. It's like the who's who. Check, check, check. So if anybody, because she's my daughter-in-law, so you should call her anyway, has any questions about listing a home or about the gift wrapping extravaganza happening tomorrow night, please feel free to reach out. You can always call us if you need to get a hold of her. But anyway, I think it's a really fun idea, and I look forward to seeing where this goes in the future, since you just kind of put it together short notice this year. But I'm sure it will be a huge success and moving forward, a great fundraiser for a local nonprofit.
Yep. Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you for bailing out a lot of dads and husbands. So
and mother-in-laws.
Happy
and
to
mother-in-laws.
Help.
So, thank you for Carlos and all our crew at Uncle Survival for bringing her in so we can spotlight this. By the way, did you draw a winner?
I did, but I'll tell that on our last few minutes.
Okay, I was just kind of hoping that you didn't have to run out and draw one real quick.
No.
You tend to forget.
Okay, I did last time. I have a time or two, maybe. Had to call them on break and be like, but I did my job today. And funny enough, not going to say who it is yet, but funny enough, when I called the person, they work at Oregon Life Homes.
How's that for karma?
What a small world.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, in our walk today, doing our bank walk, walking downtown, mm-hmm. I would really encourage everybody, before you drop your gifts off at Oregon Life downtown, is taking an extra hour and shop some of these shops downtown. It is so cool what mm-hmm. is moving down there. I mean, there's gift stores. Ton of new businesses since last year. So great thing, you know, for those unique items. I know there's a gift store on Cass Street. There's a couple on Jackson Street.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, I wish I had a brain and could remember the names, but there's a, I don't know, I hate to use the word secondhand or used, but it was quality used stuff right there on the corner on Jackson Street.
Oh, yep.
They were excited for me. I bought darn near everything that they had in that store. That was so cool. You talk about unique stuff, little angels.
I love that.
My poor wife, I don't think she knew. She was real impressed. I came home with a box of angels.
Knick-knacks.
And, you know, she knows how I get when I get in there. So, but I encourage you to check these businesses out downtown. And,
right.
And it's an important time of year for them. They've got a, you know, make their money now for the rest of the year. And so want to find your wife or mother a unique gift, there are some cool places to do it down there.
Yeah.
Neat little clothing stores, little boutique clothing stores. And so tomorrow's going to be it, folks.
Yep.
So get downtown and see what's to offer.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of your cues sponsored by Premier Insurance in just a few.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue. Shannon Sebastian here. Alan Painter.
I almost missed it.
Almost missed it.
I was scrambling.
We have my daughter-in-law, Kimberly Weaver, here with Oregon Life Homes, who is doing a gift wrapping extravaganza tomorrow afternoon.
What time?
4 to 8.
And Cam, can folks drop if they can't be, you know, if they're downtown a little earlier, can they drop off their gifts prior to that?
Yes, we'll just have them place a post-it note on their present so that way we know who they belong to, who they're going to, and then also like a contact number in case Perfect. They can't pick them up.
So drop them off and then pick them up between 4 and 8 and they'll all be done and pretty and, you know, cut all that stress out of your life.
Yeah. Well, we talked about not being so commercialized this year and, you know, going back to the basics. Jesus is the reason for the season and family and fun. And so actually Kim is agreed to host our Game-o-Palooza Christmas Day. So if it will be super fun and we're going to play games all day and have good times. But if anybody knows my family.
Oh. I know your family.
I'm a little scared because it's Christmas Day and Jesus is the reason for the season, but you can be guaranteed there will be some trash talk.
Oh, there could be a throwdown.
it's going down for real, y'all. So just saying, if you want a good time, tune in next Thursday. I'll have some good stories, I'm sure. But we get a little competitive in the Weaver Sebastian household.
Shannon gets really competitive.
Yeah.
So
I'll take anybody out.
Just wait till you play Catan with Garrett.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Well, you know, wouldn't
that
be cool?
I just want all the fish.
But, you know, wouldn't that be cool? And I thought about this last week. Take 1 year and say, okay. I mean, I love presents. I love getting them for people. Mm-hmm. I love getting what people tell me to get because I hate shopping. But, you know, what is the stressful part about Christmas? It's this last 3 or 4 days when you got to get stuff and you don't want to. Wouldn't it be cool to have a present-free Christmas instead of buying stuff for people just to check a box off, that we just have game days and then...
That's what we're doing.
Yep, take the money
about it.
That maybe you would have spent on presents that are going to be broken or forgotten in a week and give that to the mission. Give that to You Can. Give that to
you know, charity of your choice.
You know, one of Angie's sisters, they do that in their family. You know, and we'll get a piece of paper that says, in your name, such and such was donated, you know, went to a mission. That's like, how cool is that?
That is cool.
I mean, rather than buy me more cookies, you know, give a little away.
You do like Oreos, though.
Oh, I do love my cookies.
So you know, do like your cookies. But, I mean, we're doing it for the kids mostly.
That's cool.
And because we got to keep their spirit alive and their, you know, they still got Santa on the brains and stuff like that.
Well, and that's where we get our joy.
Yeah.
Truly.
It's fun watching them open things.
So anyway, I was just thinking that would be really cool. It's just, hey, let's focus on kids and Jesus and get back to what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, so I hope when people go and have Kim and the staff there at Oregon Life Homes wrap your presents and stuff for you, you realize the stress that's taking off and the cost and all that that you're not having to put out, and be generous with your donations to them. So,
well, can you imagine?
Let's keep it going.
Kim and the folks that are doing this, it's not like they don't have Christmas. You know, right. So, I mean, they're really taking a big burden on to help out our community. And so doubly thank you. I can't imagine me having to do that right now. I'd probably blow a gasket.
Well, some people are just joyous in that way. Brett loves wrapping presents.
I'm sure joyous.
It hurts my back. Oof. I'm over it.
Yeah, you know, it is too bad that Christmas can be so commercialized and stress-filled, and we just need to back off, take a breath, and remember, you know, why we're doing it. You know, let's put the Lord first and the gift second.
I'm going to say amen to that one, and I'm going to leave it at that. And we still have that winner to announce.
And?
So, the lucky realtor from Oregon Life Homes, since we already spilt the beans on that, is Lisa Carter. So, Lisa, congratulations. You won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival, and what a wonderful time to win that. So come on down here to the News Review and Brook Communications and pick that up.
And they got really cool hats down there. Really cool hats. So what a great gift.
Usually I call after the show. I did call her before the show, I'm going to be honest. And she's already got it figured out what they're buying. But that
was it for me?
No.
Damn it.
And it wasn't a hat. So, but that's really cool that they had actually been out there and looked for something and knew they wanted something. And now they're going to go get it.
Perfect.
I think it's cool. I'm excited about that.
And so thank you again, Quest Survival. And I would encourage people, if they're looking for that last minute stocking stuffer, last minute gift, drop by and visit with the boys and girl at Quest Survival.
Yes. Kim, love you to pieces. Thank you for being here on the show today and for what you're doing tomorrow. I look forward to seeing how this grows in the future. Alan, I look forward to our party tomorrow at Premier Insurance.
And everyone out there, keep in mind and always put on top that Jesus is the reason. So God bless you all.
Until next Thursday, Alan and Shannon are out. You know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
Merry Christmas.